Let's have a look at finance for you now. And Apple has upped the ante on its rivals, unveiling a new smartwatch, a bigger iPhone and a new pay service. The smartwatch is Apple's first new product line since the iPad. It'll feature apps including a heart and fitness tracker.
The iPhone 6 will have a bigger 14-centimetre screen to take on its main competitor and market leader Samsung. And Apple is entering the world of e-commerce with a new pay service that won't require users to store their credit card details.
First home buyers are being left on the sidelines as investors continue to pile into the market. Official figures show home loan approvals for investors jumped around 7% in July. That's making up almost half of the total loans last month.
Approvals for first time buyers fell to a record low of 12%.
To the markets, the Dow closed lower. The Nasdaq fell close to a percent. The S&P 500 was also down, and in London, the FTSE fell slightly. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $93 a barrel and Tapis is at $102 a barrel. Gold's trading at $1,256 an ounce. The Australian dollar's buying 92 US cents, 71 euro cents and 57 pence sterling.